You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Okay, I am sitting here with Joe Fusaro in person. This is so exciting, Joe. I only get to do this a couple times a year at spring training. I'm Allison Footer, of course, and we are going to do our Marlins podcast, sticking with the theme of managers and coaching staff. So, Joe, this is I really have so much respect for Don Mattingly. Everybody does. And, of course, what he did in his career as a player, but also as a coach and as a manager, and now he's managing here. And this was a big deal because there was a lot of credibility, I think, that needed to be restored in the Marlins organization. What does he bring?
Yeah, absolutely, Allison. They made it clear that their number one priority in the offseason was finding the right manager. They needed somebody to kind of reestablish the culture, you know, in the clubhouse after a very volatile year last year with the Mike Redmond dismissal, bringing in the controversial hiring of Dan Jennings as manager, who he never coached or managed at any professional level. So Mattingly came in, brought instant credibility, not just outside to the casual fan, but really to the players themselves, who they've been, some of these guys have been through eight managers since 2010. You know, so, you know, it's just been way, way too much turnover. And so you bring in a guy like Mattingly, who has his resume as a player, well-respected there, coming from the Yankees, three straight division titles with the Dodgers. He steps in and he kind of establishes this is stability, this is a new direction, and a commitment to winning. Because Don Mattingly, this isn't like a couple of years ago when they rebuild and went with a young manager, and Mike Redmond gave him his first job with 20 rookies and said, you all grow together. This was Don Mattingly's here to bring out the best in the Stantons, the Jose Fernandezes, and take this franchise to its first playoff since 2003. Whether that playoff happens in 16, we don't know, but certainly by 17, they're hoping that this team will be well positioned to be a real threat in the National League East.
I mean, yeah, we can't really gloss over exactly how dysfunctional things had gotten last year. I mean, it's not a big secret. I mean, with the fact that Dan Jennings was brought in to manage, it was just a little chaotic. And so stability, credibility is very important for the players to come in and know that their manager is here, he's going to be here for a few years, that he has a lot of respect. I mean, that really can go the complete opposite way if you don't have that.
Oh, absolutely. This is the big leagues, you know. Yeah. Players know, and if you bring in veterans who came from someplace else and they talk to the young players and they see that this doesn't seem to be the way to do things, that message is quickly conveyed. And the players really were hungry for that. And to their credit, you know, Dan Jennings had a really tough assignment. He was put in kind of a no-win situation. And they did respond for DJ in those final 6 weeks of last year. And the core is back, and those players used that final month and a half when they went 17-12 down the stretch, with including taking 4 of 6 from the Mets when they were challenging to win the division at the time. They're looking to build on it. Like, hey, this core is worth keeping. That was very important to send a sign that, you know, there is stuff here. It is worth retaining Martin Prado. Obviously, if you're going to move a Jose Fernandez, who was rumored in the offseason, they just simply don't have an ace in waiting. They, you know, there wasn't enough. They need starting pitching. They couldn't afford to go the other way with Jose. So they kept the core. They brought in a highly respected guy, like we said, Mattingly. And now they're just hoping for health. You know, they really like their chances as long as they could get their big players on the field a majority of the time.
So let's talk about Mattingly, the person. I like him. I love how mild-mannered he is. I love that people are still, like, in awe when they see him because he is Donnie Baseball. And, you know, like, before the Yankees began that run of what they became, he was so much the face of the Yankees. And he's such a gentle person and a gentle man. And you take to him immediately. So I guess, like, as reporters, yeah, you take to him immediately, and I would imagine the players probably do too.
Oh, absolutely. He's easy to root for. There's no question. You know, he's a guy. I mean, I remember in the offseason coming in, you just watching reruns of Seinfeld in like three straight episodes. They mentioned Don Mattingly's name in Seinfeld. He's not in the episode in person, but his name is there, and you just kind of laugh and say, I'm going to be covering this guy this year. And he said something right off the bat that, you know, he's a player's manager. He said, I'm going to have the players' backs as long as they're working hard and preparing. And if they do their part, he will have their back. And that's what they're trying to instill. They've been through enough, you know, of the, you know, the reality TV show of 2012 that they did when Ozzie Guillen was here, that they're focused on baseball. And this guy is all about baseball. And this team kind of needed it. They kind of needed more of a disciplinarian approach. And that's what that Don Mattingly is bringing right now.
Okay, so I'm going to name drop a little here because, like, sometimes you just have to laugh at, like, what you see at spring training. So in the, like, 30 minutes that we were standing there speaking with Jack McKeon and getting a lot of funny stories from him, we saw Andre Dawson, Barry Bonds, Jeff Conine. This is a star-studded cast, some of the guys that will be coaches with the Major League team. So let's talk about Barry Bonds, who clearly commands respect immediately with those hitters, I would think.
Barry Bonds brings an awe factor to a young player. You know, you just see how these young hitters want to talk to him, want to hear what he has to offer. He's a hitting genius. You know, he'll point out things on approach, and the web they hope that he cast is just to really kind of focused on your strengths and have an approach. You know, it was funny a couple of weeks ago at FanFest, I asked Barry about shifts because it's such a big part of the game right now in defense. He goes, that's the other team's problem. Where they want to put their players, that's their problem. Our problem and our concern is how we handle our business. He goes, he doesn't consider the shifts as, oh, let's, you know, just go the other way and have a big left-hander bunt to get on. He's like, if we do what we're supposed to do, it doesn't matter where they're lined up in the field. And that's kind of, it's curious to see how that will, how that approach will work if it is executed in an age where so much data is placing defenders all over the place. This is an exciting lineup, Allison, if they could keep the pieces in place. They got speed in D. Gordon. They got a pure, real good, pure hitter in the Christian Yelich. They got probably the most feared slugger in the game in Giancarlo Stanton. You got a real intriguing talent in Marcell Ozuna and Justin Boru at 23 homers last year. No one even knew his name, you know, coming into the year, and he's a lefty power guy. So you have a catcher that could be an all-star in a few years in JT Realmuto. You got a gold glove caliber shortstop in Danny Echevarria. You got Martin Prado's stability. This is maybe as fun a first eight as the 03 team, and that was a World Series team where they had really good defensive players, but that was a predominantly right-handed hitting lineup. The only lefty in that lineup was Juan Pierre, and then a switch hitting Luis Castillo, and those were their two slap hitting 1-2 guys, and they went on and won it all. Here they have some balance. They got an MVP candidate in Stanton, so it should be a lot of fun. I knew that the players would really respond to Barry, and I think that they really like him a lot. And I think Barry's having fun working with them. A lot of people questioned his commitment and how invested he'd be. But right now, it's all in and all good. Obviously, spring training and everyone, it's all good. But I think this team wants to be low-key and then just let it develop.
And let's just briefly look at some of the other coaches that also command a lot. They bring a
Tim
a
Wallach,
huge,
you know, coming the bench coach, who was a very successful player. I mean, if you look at it, Don Mattingly's been a hitting coach, and he's been a batting champ. Barry Bond is, we know what he's done, and multiple MVP, all of his home runs. You've got Frank Menichino returns as a hitting coach, you know, who the players really like. Frankie, this is his third year with the organization. You got Perry Hill, arguably the best infield instructor in the game, and what many say maybe in a long time, if not ever. You know, just a guy who's a real tactician and really into fundamentals, and he has his formula of what he expects his players to do and his infielders to do with their footwork. Tim Wallach, the bench coach, was a hitting coach also. So now you have like four hitting coaches on this team. And then you got Juan Nieves as the pitching coach, and Reed Cornelius, a very well-respected bullpen guy, and he's been the bullpen coach here a number of years. And a guy not in uniform when in the games, but in uniform in the backfields, they hired Jim Benedict away from the Pirates to kind of be their vice president of pitching development. He's going to oversee everything from the top prospect, Tyler Kolek and A-ball, up to Jose Fernandez. He's going to have his fingerprints on all those guys. So, and as you noted, their special advisors like Andre Dawson, Jeff Conine, Jack McKeon. You know, there's a lot of star power here, and this organization has kind of needed it, because when you're a draft and develop team, if you don't have the right pieces to develop, you don't really know what you got. And that's where they're hoping, and this isn't just a one-year deal, you know, they're hoping that they're in the process of building something, and they've kind of assembled the coaching staff and developmental people in place, and then they're going to try to build up the rest. Obviously, personnel is what's going to win.
Joe Fusaro, thank you so much. It's nice, literally, seeing you.
Oh, anytime. Always a pleasure.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.